Morning Watch. The Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 5. God is our sovereign potter, making us his vessels, his containers to contain him. Friday related verses. Romans 9:16-23. So then it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy, in order that he might make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he had before prepared unto glory. Luke 1:78. Because of the merciful compassions of our God, in which the rising sun will visit us from on high. Romans 9:20. But rather, O man, who are you who answer back to God? Shall the thing molded say to him who molded it, why did you make me thus? 2 Timothy 2:20-21. But in a great house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also wooden and earthen, and some are unto honor and some unto dishonor. If therefore anyone cleanses himself from these, he will be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared unto every good work. 2 Corinthians 4:6-7. Because the God who said, out of darkness light shall shine, is the one who shined in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God and in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not out of us. 1 Timothy 1:13-14. Who formerly was a blasphemer and a persecutor and an insulting person, but I was shown mercy because, being ignorant, I acted in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord superabounded with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Inwardly, our inward taste will be that of bitterness. But if we worship the Lord for his mercy and experience him bearing us and bearing the responsibility, our inward taste will be sweet as honey. One reason I'm happy day by day is I have learned to trust in the Lord's mercy and to worship him for it. Years ago, I used to ask the Lord to do so many things for me, but now I pray by thanking him for his mercy. He said that he will have mercy on whom he will have mercy and compassion on whom he will have compassion. If we enjoy the Lord's mercy and worship him for his selection, we shall be in the heavenlies. As vessels, we are not instruments or weapons, we are containers. According to Romans 9, we contain mercy, honor, and glory. This mercy, honor, and glory are actually the triune God. In the initial stage of our experience, the triune God is our mercy. In the progressing stage, he is our honor. And in the completing stage, he is our glory. At present, we are enjoying our God as mercy and somewhat as honor. When the Lord Jesus comes back, we shall be fully brought into honor and also into glory. Then we shall be filled with the triune God not only as our mercy, but also as our honor and glory.